Hello, my name is Kristen McGee. I'm a proud mama of three boys, Timothy, who is 4 going on 5 years old, and the twins, Robert and William, who are soon to be 17 months old. My journey has been quite an interesting one, and not easy, but so worth it. I want to remind all of you mamas out there who are trying to conceive, who are on their way to getting pregnant, to trust the process, listen to your own inner voice, be kind to yourself, don't give up, keep believing, and I call you a mama now, even if you haven't gotten pregnant yet or given birth to a babies, because you are a mama. All of us have that mom instinct inside of us. We're caring, we're nurturing. And that is just exactly what I want you to be for yourself right now. Going through fertility treatments can be quite stressful. And hopefully these meditations and listening to my story can help you relax, get a little bit of peace of mind, and relieve some of that stress and anxiety that you might be going through or that you may be having. So to tell you a little bit about my story, I got pregnant with Timothy when I was 39 years old. My issue was hypothalamic amenorrhea. I never had regular periods. As a matter of fact, I didn't even start menstruating until I was around 17 years old. I think the combination of always being a very active child, I danced, and I restricted my calories. I didn't eat enough when I was performing and when I was very active. And that really messed with my metabolism. It stopped my thyroid gland from working for a while. I'm currently on thyroid medication. And it was very challenging when I decided to get pregnant. I also waited quite a long time. I was late 30s when I met my husband and got married. And we had been trying, and again, I never got pregnant. And so I went to see a fertility doctor who diagnosed me with exactly what I had and said it's not that I would have a hard time carrying a baby, it's just that I don't ovulate regularly on my own, and so I need some help there. We tried something called timed intercourse, and then we tried one IUI before we decided to just go for IVF. The first round of IVF failed, and during my second round of IVF, Hurricane Sandy hit. I was a week into my stim meds, and I was giving myself shots every night diligently, slowing things down. Oh my goodness, you would not believe it. I ran up to the fertility clinic on Wednesday morning, and sure enough, they were closed. The crane had fallen right directly above where my fertility clinic is on Broadway near 57th Street, and there was no way to get in. I was so sad, mamas, I can't even tell you. So I reached out to my good friends at RMA, Reproductive Medical Associates, where I had been teaching yoga for fertility classes, and asked them, what should I do? Here I am. I've been pumping my body full of these hormones. My ovaries are going crazy. I didn't even know how many follicles I had. So they brought me in the next day. Sure enough, I had around 12 follicles. They said, we need to keep this process going. And they helped me out. And that is how Timothy came about. I did a 2-embryo transfer. And he is a miracle baby. I swear, if I had not been so adamant in that initial week where I knew that it's now or never and I'm not going to give up on this, even though they said we're closed, all fertility treatments are shut down as far as the other facility I'd been going to, I thought if there's a will, there's a way. So RMA saved the rest of my embryos, and we had frozen embryos. Around 3 years later, we decided, you know, it's time, let's try again. And out of the 5 embryos that were viable, only 2 were actually genetically perfect. So we said, let's put the 2 embryos in again, knowing that when we did the 2-embryo transfer the first time around, we just got Timothy. Well, this time around, they both took, and we ended up with the twins. So I just want to share this positive news with you, because it is possible if you really stay true to the course and give yourself time and listen to your body and treat yourself just like the queen that you are. Trust your gut. Be kind, be gentle, take it easy. And do these meditations to try and reduce your stress levels, reduce the cortisol, reduce the anxiety. Surround yourself with people who will love and support you. And just remember, everything you could possibly ever want to have or need is right here inside of you. And I'm here for you always as well.